Welcome to Winter Park. We're outside in the backyard. Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com, joined by Bob Costas.
Neither one of us will be able to dress this way on Sunday. On Friday, little light dusting of snow. I don't know, maybe it's 30 degrees, 28 degrees.
It's 32.
32, exactly at freezing.
It is, I checked.
Feels great. Mm-hmm. Not going to be that way in 48 hours.
We're getting you ready progressively for what it's going to be on Sunday.
Can you really get ready for what it's going to be on Sunday?
No. I think, you know, so often you do this, and we do this at Vikings.com, you talk about the weather being a factor in the game, but that's when it's like, it's 25 degrees and Tampa Bay's coming here. Are they, how can they... But this is like, this is historically cold for a football game.
I don't know that it'll be the coldest. Chris Collinsworth, who's part of our broadcast team, of course, played in one where it was -9 and the wind chill was close to -60 along the Ohio River, Cincinnati against San Diego, 1981. I guess it was January of 82 after the 81 season, and Cincinnati won the game and went on to the Super Bowl where they lost to San Francisco. There's that one. And then, of course, the most famous one, the Ice Bowl in Green Bay between the Cowboys and the Packers in December of 1967, where it's actually -13 or -16 or something, and who knows what the wind chill was. And several guys came out of that game with frostbite, and the officials, like in the first quarter, realized they couldn't blow their whistles because it would stick to their lips. So they just started yelling, stop, stop, stop. Yeah. I mean, and in truth, that game was part of the mythology, really, I think, set the NFL. It was on its way toward becoming the most popular sport, but that game became part of the mythology of the league because of the way NFL films romanticized it and all the close-up shots and the breath coming out of guys' mouths, and it had, you know, a feeling of an elemental battle. It wasn't just football. It was epic in some other way.
And maybe something will happen with it being 0 degrees or colder. Maybe this will be the type of game where something crazy happens and we're talking about this game for years to come.
Could be. I mean, each team has a premier running back. Marshawn Lynch is back, and they say that he practiced hard this week, even though he missed the last seven. And AP says he's okay after missing Wednesday and Thursday with the bad lower back. Even though Bridgewater has had a very good year, and Russell Wilson is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, especially if there's wind on Sunday. Cold is one thing, but if there's wind, then the teams have to be even more reliant than usual on their running games.
You began the day today talking to Adrian, yes. Which that will air pregame. Is that right? Okay.
Yes.
And you just before joining us, you were talking to Bud Grant. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good spectrum of guys you're talking to, faces of the Vikings franchise.
And, you know, it makes me realize when I was a very young broadcaster, when Ahmad Rashad was still playing for the Vikings and later would become one of my colleagues and one of my best friends, around 1977, 78, I did several Viking games for CBS. Sonny Jurgensen was the color man on one. Johnny Morris, who played receiver for the Bears and was a prominent sportscaster in Chicago for a long time, might have worked on another. And one of the games I did that old-time fans will remember, at the old Metropolitan Stadium, Tommy Kramer was the quarterback against San Francisco, and they were down by like 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. And they scored 3 times, and the last one was a very, very long pass for a touchdown, like a 70 or 80-yard pass for a touchdown. They won the game 28-27. I don't think it was as cold that day as it's going to be on Sunday, but it was darn cold because I remember flying back to St. Louis, and I only got full feeling in my fingers and in my toes after I got home to St. Louis. That's how cold it was.
It's going to be that kind of game on Sunday with the Vikings and the Seahawks. You've done a lot of sporting events in your career. When it comes to the elements and the weather, what ranks way up there? You've given us a bunch of stories, but what's number one, do you think, on your list when you've been there?
When I've been there? I did a game. It's not really that significant a game, but at Soldier Field around 1982 with Bob Trumpy, before I started hosting, I was doing play-by-play in the early 80s for NBC with Bob Trumpy at Soldier Field. It was about 10 degrees, but when the wind comes off Lake Michigan, it's really the wind chill that matters, and it was painfully, painfully cold. Of course, I was younger then and perhaps better able to handle it. I don't know how I'm going to last on Sunday, but we'll see.
Now, we think you're unflappable. I think you'll be good. Catch Bob Costas and the crew on NBC. It's a Sunday night football game. The game is Sunday at noon, of course, but it'll be the SNF broadcast. Bob, my friend, thanks for joining
us. Thank you very much. You see, I didn't even take advantage of this. I could have done this.
You're a true pro, though.
Excellent elevation.
It's pretty good. Stay warm.
See ya.